This is KGOU. I'm Brian Hardzinski. After a long fight between Oklahoma and the U.S. government, the lesser prairie chicken goes on the federal threatened species list later this month. To find out how the listing will affect Oklahoma and why the bird is worth protecting, State Impact's Joe Wirtz took a trip to the High Plains.
The sun won't rise for more than an hour. A bus has just dropped a dozen of us off in the middle of a short grass prairie in far northwest Oklahoma.
This is the prize. Just seeing this thing of nature that's so hidden from those views.
Betsy Seawright and her husband John drove all the way from New Jersey for this opportunity to wake up at 4 a.m., huddle against the cold, and sit silent and motionless for hours, hoping to watch a lesser prairie chicken peep show.
The males are fighting for the dominant spot, and every once in a while a female will creep up and there'll be a quick mating and...
Lesser prairie chickens don't really like to be watched while they're mating, which is called lekking. So to catch the show, you have to hide. This is the main event at Oklahoma's Lesser Prairie Chicken Festival.
Now, I think we should listen for the early sounds because that, from what I read last night, you hear it first and it gets more of a production.
We heard plenty of lesser prairie chickens, but we didn't see any lekking, which disappointed all the bird watchers. The game birds might have been spooked by a noise we made or our silhouettes in the tent. They're elusive, but Alan Janis with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife says it's harder than ever to find one of these birds.
The species has dropped. We were down to about 34,000 birds 2 years ago, and then it dropped down to 17,000 birds.
That's a big drop from the 2 million that used to roam in Oklahoma and four neighboring states. In Oklahoma alone, officials estimate there are only 3,000 lesser prairie chickens left. Habitat destruction is one reason for the decline. Looking at the horizon from the window of the camouflage tent the Seawrights agreed to share with me, I could see a line of blinking red lights in the distance. It's a wind farm. There are a lot of wind farms out here, and more are planned. There's also an oil boom in western Oklahoma. Rigs, pump jacks, and pipeline compressors have moved in. Janice says that's helped drive the birds out.
These birds are native to an area that didn't have trees, right? So anytime you have these potential perches for birds of prey, they avoid those areas.
To protect the bird, Oklahoma joined Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas in a plan by which oil, wind, and other companies, as well as farmers, could pay a fee to offset the habitat destruction. Attorney General Scott Pruitt says the cross-state collaboration was unprecedented.
And we expended roughly $26 million to try to avert the listing of the lesser prairie chicken.
But it didn't work. On May 12th, the lesser prairie chicken will formally become a threatened species. Pruitt is now suing the federal agency, which he says settled with environmental groups and circumvented state involvement in federal rulemaking. Janice with the State Wildlife Department says the federal government puts too much blame on industry and not enough on the drought. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service endorsed the five-state prairie chicken plan. Janice says there's another worry. Farmers and oil field workers have assisted the state, but they might not be as cooperative with federal agents. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of public media stations across Oklahoma. For more on wildlife and the environment, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.